Right, I'm here with Mike Sabatini tonight from New Jersey Thrashers attacker. So, hi Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing quite well today, thank you very much, Ellie.
Oh, that's great, right, good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you too.
Okay, so before we start with our Richie Blackmore celebration, can you tell me what's going on with Attacker at the moment, what the band are doing?
Sure, we've actually, for the last few months, we've kind of been on a little bit of a hiatus because our singer, Bobby, he has some health issues with diabetes and occasionally it flares up. He has problems with his legs and everything, so he basically had to take some time off. So while we were doing that, our bass player, John Hanneman, who was on the Giants of Canaan album, he actually left the band. He decided he wanted to do some other things musically. You know, he might do some country, some other kind of, you know, stuff, different types of music. So we actually just got a new bass player 2 weeks ago, a gentleman by the name of Brian Smith, who originally he's from right in our area, but he lives maybe about an hour away from where we are. Hmm. But he was recommended by some friends of ours, and you know, it's, even though he's from the area, I never knew him back from, you know, the old days, the glory days of the 80s, but he apparently had seen us play a bunch of times and stuff, so he was interested. We gave him some songs, had him come down, and he did great. So he's our new bass player, Mr. Brian Smith.
Awesome.
Yep, cool. And I guess to finish it off quickly, we started working on new material, you know, in the interim now, just towards a new album. We have one show booked. We're actually going to be coming over to Germany for the Sword Brothers Festival in September. And other than that, we're just going to concentrate on an album and getting a new album out. That's pretty much where we stand at the moment.
Great, that's awesome. So lots to look forward to from Attacker then.
Absolutely.
Great, okay. So as you know, we're celebrating Richie Blackmore at Metal Shock Finland this week. As we decided, why wait until someone's no longer here to pay tribute to them? So what do you think?
Richie Blackmore, wait, it rings a bell. I think I've heard that name somewhere. Hold on, but let me scratch my head a minute.
Vaguely familiar.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I think I remember Richie Blackmore now, yes. We can speak of him, of course.
Okay, so what do you think to the idea of celebrating an artist when they're still here rather than wait until they're dead and gone?
Well, you know, I think it's a great idea because you got so many people out there that are icons and basically legends while they're alive because of what they've contributed and brought to music and, you know, how they've inspired people. So I think it's a great idea. Why celebrate only the dead? You know, he's still here doing things. You know, obviously, I know he's doing his more or less that medieval type music or whatever, the chamber music. But, but hey, he's a guy who's, you know, brought a lot of great things to the world.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, cool. So what do you think about Richie and his career in total?
A lot of stuff you hear about Richie Blackmore it has to do, I guess, with his temperamental side. You know, you hear all things, how he's hard to work with and stuff. But I tell you what, going back, listening to the Deep Purple stuff that he did, you know, I mean, that was all, you know, they were one of those bands, like a groundbreaking band that created their own sound, their own style. You know, then he goes on to Rainbow, and he basically brought Dio into the world. You know, wouldn't we all have known about Dio if he didn't take him? And I believe it was some of the other members of the band Elf that they were in, and brought them in as his band in Rainbow.
Yeah.
You know, so you have that, and obviously, you know, he continued, you know, a bunch of other singers in Rainbow, did some great music in the 80s as well. And like I said, now I believe he got married, and he does that chamber kind of music. It's like you know, I guess like a Baroque or medieval kind of music. So I haven't seen much or heard, really looked into it, but I actually have to check that out. Mm-hmm. To see what he's actually doing, you know?
Yeah, that's Blackmore's Night, yeah.
Exactly, right, Blackmore's Night, correct.
That's the one, yeah. Okay, cool. So, obviously, you're a drummer, so not from a guitarist perspective, but as a musician, have you learned anything from Richie in your career?
I wouldn't say that I've basically learned anything, per se, other than when you watch people that are very good at their craft, it inspires you, I guess, to be the best you can be at whatever it is you do, you know, whether you're playing instruments, sing, do whatever. So when you see somebody like him who excels at the guitar, you know, it just makes me realize, hey, he's good on guitar. I want to be as good of a drummer as he is a guitar player. So I guess in a sense, that's really what you learn from people like him, you know, and other people who you look up to and, you know, aspire to be, what, you know, accomplish things like maybe, you know, that they've accomplished.
Yeah. Okay, great. So do you think rock and metal music would be different today if Richie hadn't picked up his guitar?
I would say so. I would definitely say so. Like I said, he was basically doing like that neoclassical kind of stuff, which I don't think a lot of guys were doing back then. A lot of the guitar players back probably, I guess, like late 60s, even into the 70s, they were more just blues-based guitar players. Mm. And he kind of brought more of that classical thing in, you know? And you probably wouldn't have had, you know, like an Yngwie Malmsteen without Richie Blackmore.
Mm,
because that's, you know, really, that's what Richie did. He was more of, you know, he did that classical stuff, and everybody else, if you look at bands like, you know, bands like Kiss and Rock, more like rock and roll bands, they were playing more like, you know, old style, like rock and roll bluesy riffs, you know, even in the leads and everything. So
yeah.
I think Richie definitely, you know, brought that classical, neoclassical type style into rock music and influenced a lot of people.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. So do you have a favorite work by Richie? And if so, why is it your favorite?
You know what? Probably, I guess it would be a cross between, I love the Machine Head album, Deep Purple Machine Head album. That's a classic. Love that one. And I guess on the Rainbow side, what is it? What's the name of the album with Kill the King on it? What was it? That was, what was the actual title of that?
Oh, I'd have to check. It's not Long Live Rock and Roll, is it?
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Long Live Rock and Roll. I couldn't think of the title. That album, that's another one. It's just got some great songs, and awesome. That was like a great moment in time, you know, when you listen to it, you know, and he had Cozy Powell on drums, so I was a big fan of Cozy's, you know, sorry, obviously, to see he had passed away, some years back in a motorcycle accident.
Yeah.
But those two albums, I would say Machine Head and Long Live Rock and Roll, are like such great albums, you know. I mean, obviously, you can pick and choose quite a few, but those two I like, you know, they kind of stick out to me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's awesome. Have you seen Richie live at all?
I've seen him with Rainbow, but like probably back in the 80s. I believe I saw him when Rainbow with the Scorpions opening up. It was when Jolene Turner was in the band with Rainbow,
right.
And the Scorpions were actually supporting Animal Magnetism.
Right.
Yeah, so that was actually a good show. I believe I saw that at Madison Square Garden in New York.
Oh, fantastic. Can you tell me any more about it?
Yeah, that was a classic show, let me tell you.
Yeah, I'd love to go there.
That was goodie.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, so to finish off, would you like to leave a message for people listening to this?
Yeah, just remember, listen to Richie Blackmore, because even though he's tough to work with, he's done some great music, and, you know, if you happen to be, you know, online and you're bored, look up some Attacker stuff, because, you know, we do the best we can, you know, by, you know, paying homage to our heroes and everybody who inspired us, so, you know, drop in, give us a listen, and, but remember, keep listening to metal music, because the music scene in general, live music, has really changed a lot with the whole internet age, and it's not like it used to be. So we need everybody out there to support live music. Don't just buy CDs and listen online or download music. Go to shows. Support the bands. We need your support.
Exactly. Yeah. Wise words, Mike. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot for your time.
I've been practicing all morning, so